A federally funded brownfields cleanup project is underway in Holyoke, Massachusetts, to demolish a former auto service facility that has sat vacant and unusable for more than two decades. The 8,000-square-foot building, which contains asbestos, PCBs, heavy metals, and other materials hazardous to human health, was taken by the city of Holyoke for non-payment of property taxes in 1996. The fact it took so long to begin to clean up the site underscores the shortage of funds needed in old New England cities with large numbers of abandoned industrial buildings, according to officials. The cost of the demolition and cleanup of the hazardous materials will be about $300,000. The majority of the funding is coming from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, with additional funds from Mass Development and technical support from the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
It's the type of public actions that's needed to stimulate private investment.
Marcos Morero, the city's director of planning and economic development, said Holyoke did not have money of its own available to do the cleanup work, so the property sat for a long time as a contaminated eyesore.
Usually you have to get the funding to study a property well enough where you understand everything that needs to happen at the property. You have to get very detailed measurements on what's on the ground, what's the scope of the cleanup. And then once you have that and all the specifications, then you have to identify the funds to clean those up. Holyoke is resource constrained.
By this summer, if the cleanup goes as expected, the city will seek bids to redevelop the half-acre site located in an industrial park right next to the Main Street interchange with Interstate 391.
It's ideal for industrial uses that can take advantage of easy access onto 391.
The EPA funds cleanup projects like the one in Holyoke through a competitive grant process, according to Kathy Castagna of the EPA's Brownfields program.
The federal dollars are limited as far as grant competition each year. We're given a certain amount every year by Congress. We send out requests for proposals. Communities come in with grant applications, and then they're funded on an as-needed basis.
$69 million was allocated last year for brownfields cleanup in all of New England, according to Castagna. Massachusetts also has a limited amount of state funds available for brownfields projects, according to State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke.
So we do know that this money is needed throughout the Commonwealth, especially in gateway cities, especially old industry places. Obviously, it's a lot of these old industries that, unfortunately, when they left, didn't do the proper cleanup. So state government can definitely help out. I think that what we also see is that we see that when these places are cleaned up and we see new businesses come in, new tax roll, new jobs, we need to continue to tell that story that this is a good investment because, $20 million, $30 million, $40 million, it's a lot of money.
The previous owner of the property being cleaned up in Holyoke was New England Speed Equipment Incorporated. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.